Now to one of my very favorite parts of Vikings game plan. It is the Menards Film Room. Welcome back, Paul Allen, Mike Wabshaw, Vikings.com. We will see Wabi a little later for the winning formula, but now we get the opportunity to look at not only some adversarial film, but some Minnesota Vikings film. We are going to begin with linebacker Luke Kuechly. He's the man in the middle for the Carolina Panthers. It can be argued he's one of the three, maybe two best defensive players in the NFL.
I think he is, Paul, and I think he's the prototype by which all middle linebackers who are in the draft and coming into the NFL are going to be judged. I mean, he is exactly what you want. One thing on him is they said he was undersized coming in, but you know, we all know that's a misnomer in the NFL. Size does not matter. Luke Kuechly has everything you want in a middle linebacker. He's got speed. He's got tenaciousness. He has instincts, and we're going to see it on tape.
Menards Film Room, Luke Kuechly.
All right, Paul, as we said, one of the best all-around linebackers in the NFL is Luke Kuechly, and you're going to see him right here. He wears number 59 for the Carolina Panthers, and he's in on their base packages. He's in nickel. He's in dime. He's always on the field, and he's always making plays, and he does that here against the Philadelphia Eagles, who, as we know, a very athletic, a very fast offense, both in their tempo and in their play design. And so what you're going to see here is a running play to LeSean McCoy, who's lined up next to the quarterback in the gun formation. And LeCoy is going to press the edge here to his left, to the defense's right. The Eagles are going to pull two linemen to serve as lead blockers. And what you're going to see here from Luke Kuechly is not just great pursuit and great angle, but also great discipline. So we see the snap, and here's Kuechly again in the middle of the field.
Yep.
He's not over-aggressive and attacking right away. He's letting this play develop because he knows that this right here is his gap.
Yep.
So even though he sees McCoy getting the handoff here and he sees these two linemen pulling, Luke Kuechly knows because he's a disciplined player that he has to be gap sound. So that's the first thing. But once he identifies where McCoy is going.
Speed.
Yep. I mean, this is LeSean McCoy right here. This is one of the best, fastest backs in the NFL.
Yep.
And here's Luke Kuechly right here. The play is going to be made right over there along the sideline. I mean, a linebacker against a running back in this situation. That is a play that most middle linebackers just are not going to make. And here we're going to see the end zone view.
I mean, if they're pulling these guys, like you said, how does one of these guys not identify this guy as he goes out there?
And that's a great point to bring up, and we're going to see it right here. And it's because of what I was talking about with the discipline. So here's what you're going to see.
Yep.
You're going to see the center pull. He's going to get out of there, and the left tackle is going to pull as well. These two guys are going to create a seam or a crease right here.
Yep.
But what you're going to notice is Luke Kuechly stays disciplined.
Yep.
See? Here he is. He's in his gap right here. This is his gap. Kuechly sees the play is going to his right, but he also knows that he has a gap to control. Once the running back is beyond that gap, now Kuechly pursues, keeps his eye on the prize, and pushes a very speedy back in LeSean McCoy out of bounds.
Nice.
I mean, this is a play that most middle linebackers just are not going to make.
Now,
speaking of plays that most guys are not going to make, Kelvin Benjamin, the Carolina Panthers, very talented rookie wide receiver.
Hey, it's Joe Webb.
There's our guy, Joe Webb, bottom of the screen. They do use him quite a bit, actually.
They'll
use him on offense and special teams. But,
you
know, this must be nice for Cam Newton. Kelvin Benjamin, top of the screen.
Yep.
You're going to see press coverage, man coverage. And this is Cam Newton literally just being like Dante Culpepper was with Randy Moss and throwing the ball up to his receiver because he knows his receiver is going to win this matchup. I mean, this ball is not that well thrown. It's underthrown.
Yeah.
It's more to the middle of the field than it should be.
Yeah.
Safety should have been there in time but wasn't. And this is just a very good receiver beating coverage. And it's a good player making a better play than the guy in coverage.
Yeah.
Now, here's why I wanted to show you this play, because we have a guy on our team, Josh Robinson, who did what that defender should have done in making a good play on the ball. So here you have Aaron Rodgers in the gun. The matchup to watch is right here. Josh Robinson, who's going to be on James Starks. James Starks is going to run a vertical route down the field. Rodgers is going to escape pressure and throw the pass towards Starks. Now, here you see Robinson plasters to his man.
James looks like he got by.
Now, here's Robinson making a play on the ball. You know, you turn around,
you
box the receiver out, and you make a play on the ball. That is not what happened on the Kelvin Benjamin play. So, you know, Josh Robinson's not going to get this kind of a matchup on a running back all the time. He's going to be playing Kelvin Benjamin most of the time. And when he gets in those situations with Kelvin Benjamin, like we saw in the play previously, he's got to make a play on the ball and force an incompletion. All right. Now here's Linval Joseph looking ahead to some things for next season. I'm not casting the rest of this season aside, But we need to figure out what do we like and what do we want to continue to do. And I think Linval Joseph is one of those things that we want to keep going with going into next season. And there he is in the middle of the field playing nose tackle. And he is going to, now the Packers center, his name?
Corey Linsley.
Very good. Rookie.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good for the Green Bay Packers. And this is what you call playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
That's what you call Linval being hungry.
Right. And that's a tackle for loss. And Linval's been doing that consistently for the Vikings
that's
this
nice.
Season. Now, I want to show you the end zone view. Here's the matchup to watch, of course, Linval Joseph on Linsley. But when your defensive tackles play that well,
yep.
your linebackers are free to run and tackle. So even though Linval Joseph makes this play, both of our linebackers are also there to make the play
yeah.
should Joseph have been unable to make it. And so when you can get your defensive tackles playing that well, it really allows these two guys to just do what they do best, and that's run and tackle. And had Linval not made the play, Chad and Jasper Brinkley are right there. So there you see complementary football. When your defensive tackles can eat up blockers like that, push the line of scrimmage back, it allows your linebackers to chase and tackle.